Hi, I'm Ray Hager. Welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest, Lauren Scott, she's running for the Assembly, but she's more than that. And our pundits, Bob Barango, Janice Flanagan, and Trey Abney. That's coming up next on Nevada Newsmakers.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association, trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association, mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association, meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question three.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Lauren Scott. She's the candidate, Republican candidate for Assembly District 31 and member of the Equal Rights Commission. Good morning to you, Lauren.
Hello, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Well, you won your Republican primary by a near landslide, and if you win in the general election against Mike Sprinkle, the incumbent Democrat, you will become the first transgender candidate to win a seat in a state legislature in the United States. Now, there was a candidate in Oklahoma that just lost. We were talking about, so you would be the first. But I want to start at the beginning about that. And you grew up as a boy, served in the U.S. Air Force as a fireman, but since you have transitioned, and could you define what transgender means in terms of your gender identity?
Well, transitioning basically means that if you're assigned a sex at birth, you've changed your gender expression to match your gender identity, which may or may not match the assigned sex at birth. So if you were assigned male at birth, you're now expressing a gender identity, which may be more feminine or more female, which I'm doing.
Okay, now, when you transitioned, you changed your name and you picked Lauren for a specific reason.
Well, my original name is Larry, which Lauren's kind of derivative of Larry.
Okay.
And Lauren's kind of a unisex name, which kind of matches my androgynous kind of gender identity.
Okay, now, some people may consider the fact that you're running as groundbreaking. But Democrats say they have a lot more to offer to the LGBT community. But in talking to you about this, you're not running on an LGBT platform. You're running as a Republican, and what you've been talking about are lower taxes and less government.
Well, I've worked in the legislature for the last three sessions passing a number of LGBT bills, working with people like David Parks and Ben Kiekhafer. So I've worked with both Republicans and Democrats passing good legislation that affects and improves the lives of LGBT individuals in Nevada. But I think it's the primary concern of most voters right now is getting the economy going, keeping our tax in check, stopping the margin tax, and really getting Nevada working again.
How are you going to create jobs if you were elected to the assembly? Is there any way that you could do that?
Well, there's actually a lot of ways. One of the reasons that we don't have a lot of jobs here, in my opinion, is our energy rates are some of the highest in the Western region. Plus, we have an RPS, which is the renewable energy portfolio, which drives up energy rates by mandate. And those mandates were driven by Democrats. We were forced to buy photovoltaic energy, which 5 or 10 years ago was very expensive. The prices come down, but we still have the legacy costs built in the ratepayer costs. Manufacturing won't come here because energy is cheaper in industries in areas based upon coal and natural gas and some of the smokestack power plants. So if we can actually open up our energy markets, one of the problems we also have in the state is NB Energy is kind of like the angry troll on the highway. If you make energy and you can't get it on the grid, you can't sell it, you can't develop the source. I've been up to Gerlach and they have a well up there, U.S. geothermal. It's capable of 1 to 2 megawatts, and NV Energy didn't want power up there. But certainly you could develop a load up there to utilize that cheap power, and a lot of what I've been talking about is this independent energy production where you can actually have a well and develop the power plant, then develop a load right next door and have a cooperative venture there where you have a load and a supplier basically providing low-cost energy to heavy manufacturing, thereby creating jobs. The basic philosophy that we've had for a long time in Nevada is to export energy. I'd rather export finished goods and create jobs in the process. Actually making a lot of energy, especially in solar, doesn't make a lot of jobs because once you build a power plant, you have about 5 people working there cleaning solar panels all day, and that's not really good jobs for me.
Okay, let's go back to someone you mentioned, Senator Dave Parks. He was Nevada's first openly gay state senator. He told me that you were very instrumental in getting legislation passed as an unpaid lobbyist over the years in terms of domestic partnerships, and your lobbying helped ban discrimination for the LGBT community in areas of public housing and employment.
And public accommodations, too.
Okay, and public accommodations. So would you consider Nevada accepting of the LGBT community after all these laws have been passed?
From a legal standpoint, we're actually way ahead of the curve. We actually have 4 transgender inclusive bills that basically block discrimination, housing, public accommodation, deployment. Plus, we have an addition to our hate crime statute regarding transgender and gender identity. So we are one of probably 4 or 5 states that have all 4 laws. Some states have 2, 3 of those laws, but very few have all 4. So when it comes to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender inclusiveness, legally, we are probably one of the most advanced states, even ahead of New York, because I don't believe that New York has all 4 laws on the books right now either. So a lot of people think that Nevada is kind of a backward state and New York and California are more advanced, but they're busy trying to catch up to a lot of the LGBT legislation we've passed in the last 3 sessions.
Okay, Lauren, you really started your political career on Democrat presidential candidate John Kerry's campaign in Florida. Why are you a Republican now when you started out as a Democrat?
Well, certainly it's easy to align yourself with Democrats when it comes to social issues, and they have, over time, help move bills forward. But historically, if you think back to the Jim Crow days, and even up until recently, we've seen a Republican governor move the gay marriage bill for farther, faster, because obviously the Democrats want to push through SJR 13, which would make gay marriage legal through legislative means. But we've seen historically in the log cabin Republicans versus the United States of America and Don't Ask, Don't Tell, there have been a lot of laws where Republicans have helped to move laws forward faster than Democrats have.
Okay, we'll get into that right after we take a break. We'll be right back with Lauren Scott after these messages from our sponsors.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest is Lauren Scott, candidate for Assembly in District 30 as a Republican. And if she wins, she would be the first openly transgender candidate to win a seat in the state legislature.
Any state legislature.
Yes, and you were saying that maybe if you could talk a little bit about the history. You were talking about a transgender candidate from 84?
86 in Massachusetts. She was not openly transgender, but she did win one term in Massachusetts. And historically, there have been several attempts. Just this year, there were two early attempts prior to mine. I'm in Maryland and also Oklahoma. Both of those attempts failed, leaving me as a left, openly transgender person running for a state office in this election.
Okay, now you've presented lectures to University of Nevada students on gender identity and the politics that go with them. And you've also presented those in those lectures at the headquarters of the Washoe County GOP office. And have you received any pushback from the party about talking about the subject of transgender issues throughout history, as you pointed out, or was the party open and receptive to you having those lectures at the headquarters?
Initially, they were very receptive, and we had about 15 people show up at the first session. Several people couldn't attend. They wanted the session repeated. I was glad to repeat the session. And once I think the content of the presentation got out, there was a little bit of resistance. I wouldn't call it pushback, but certainly resistance to presenting that kind of material. The ERA event that we had scheduled was basically canceled through a lot of shenanigans that went on. So there's certainly been some dampened expectations that we can do this kind of progressive discussion at the Washoe GOP headquarters.
Wait a minute. You were saying that discussion on the Equal Rights Amendment was canceled?
That did not happen, yes.
And why is that?
There was some discussion about the criteria for reserving the room wasn't met, and those rules were put in place just recently. So we had that room reserved for over a month. In fact, we had a whole line of Republican for Equality events scheduled, and we've canceled all those because of each time we do this, it gets harder and harder to reserve the room and get people there, get the support of the Republican Party.
Well, in general, the Republican Party always talks about widening the tent,
yes,
opening up the
big tent party. Yes,
yes. And transgenders, they would have a voting block or be able to have some kind of political clout. How well has the Republican Party, in your opinion, done in attracting transgenders, blacks, women, and Latinos?
I think over the last 10 years, especially in Nevada, we've seen a tremendous shift in direction. Just this year, we've dropped gay marriage issues and abortion issues from both Clark County, Washoe County planks, and the state plank. So the big tent party, as it wants to be, is realizing it can't win elections anymore on the old white guy vote. And they have to broaden the tent a little bit. We're seeing a lot more interest from conservative Latinos coming in, the LGBT communities coming in. We have an active Log Cabin group. The Log Cabin Republicans are gay Republicans. We've had two or three meetings up here in the north. They've had a very active group in Las Vegas. So we're seeing, especially amongst millennials, the younger Republicans up at UNR have a very active, diverse group. So as this younger millennial-based influx comes in, we're seeing a lot more engagement in dynamic discussions about minorities in the Republican Party. Because I think everybody wants a job, everyone wants lower taxes, everyone wants a lively economy, and that's not always what the Democrats provide to us.
Okay, there's been some talk of Governor John Kerry coming back. Mitt Romney running again for the Republicans. How would that attract Latinos, Blacks, LGBT people?
I think we have to wait to see what his messaging would be in his next presidential race.
Okay. Now, there's been two governors, Republican governors, that you talked about in your lecture that have been very good in the LGBT community in helping pass laws that would help you. You pointed out to Governor Gwynn, mm-hmm. and also Governor Sandoval. Mm-hmm. Could you go over what they did for the LGBT community?
Well, I'm most familiar with Governor Sandoval. He's been really a great supporter of the LGBT community, as well as the gaming and tourism industry. Every bill that we put in front of Governor Sandoval, he's supported and endorsed and signed. I've been in his office several times for signing of bills I worked on. So he's been very supportive, and with his recent decision not to defend gay marriage, they're going to have the arguments for the gay marriage bill heard in the Ninth Circuit Court on September 8th. That's going to move a lot faster now that we're not defending it anymore. And that, to me, basically signed the deal for gay marriage in Nevada, that once he decided not to defend it, it was only a matter of time, not a matter of if we would have gay marriage. If the Ninth Circuit chooses to shoot down the amendment in Nevada, it probably won't be appealed, because we've seen over and over the last few months that they're rejecting repeals. So we may have gay marriage in Nevada before New Year's this year.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see.
Lauren, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back after these few words with our pundit panel.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association, trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association, mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association, meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question 3.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Does a lot of things for you every single day. So make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves. Like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We have a fun pundit panel today. Let me put it that way. First, let me introduce Bob Barango, former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. Good to see you, Bob. Then we have Janice Flanagan, Chair of the Washoe Democratic Party.
Hello, Ray.
Janice. And then last but not least, Trey Abney, Director of Government Affairs for PLAN. Oh, wait. For the Chamber of Reno Sparks in Northern Nevada.
I'm out of here.
Okay, well, the big news, you know, is that tomorrow the Hillary Clinton bus is coming to Reno.
That's right.
And I thought, wow, Hillary's coming to Reno? No, the bus is coming. She's not coming. But so, Bob, let me start with you. What do you think of the Hillary bus coming to Reno and a pretense for Hillary Clinton running for president in 16?
Well, I think it's very nice. Is it on the way to UNLV for the speech, or is it just coming here by itself?
Well, she's not on the bus, so.
Is anybody on the bus, or is it an empty bus?
It's a grassroots group that is trying to drum up support for Mrs. Clinton's presidential run.
I'm ready for Hillary campaign.
Right.
And it is a group of activists who have been working for 8 years to get ready for Hillary. So this is, you know, the young Dems, the young Republicans, they're gearing up in all the campuses throughout the whole country. I think it'll generate a lot of excitement on the campuses both ways.
Okay, now, Trey, do you see anybody except Hillary, other than Hillary, winning the Democratic presidential
nomination? I don't know. I hate that we're talking about this and we're not even through the 2014 election yet. But you remember, 6, 7 years ago, Hillary Clinton was the front runner then, too, in the Democratic primary process. And this unknown guy named Barack Obama came in and stole the show. Hillary, it's definitely hers to lose right now, just as it was then. I don't know. I mean, you've got Governor O'Malley from Maryland made some noise.
He just made some noise, yes.
Joe Biden has not ruled it out. The vice president
has
ruled out.
He made some big noise last time.
He's always making noise.
Because your sitting vice president will always, you always have to include him in the mix a little bit. And then, of course, Governor O'Malley. And then, of course, the Republican field seems to be wide open. There's a lot more talk of Mitt Romney again lately. I can't imagine he'll run for a third time on the Republican side, but stranger things have happened.
But 2 years is a long time.
A very long time.
Well, in campaigns nowadays, you have to start gearing up now.
Well, you truly do. Because
for a presidential race, for sure.
Yes.
And that's a big gear up for many years ahead to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Look at all the grassroots people you have to activate throughout the whole country.
Yeah.
You do have to start early.
Okay, you're both Democrats. Is there another maybe rising star, unknown entity on the horizon that could come and swoop in and take the nomination like
always
President Obama did?
Always.
Read the book that was written that alleges that President Obama is looking for another Obama to come in and like him to come in and take over the Democratic nomination.
Any names you can draw?
No, the book didn't name anybody, but they said that's what he's looking for.
Well, there's a lot of good people in the wings on both sides. And I think that this is how America works.
Who else is in good people in the wings for Democrats?
Well, I think any governor is a good option. I think senators are a good option. I think Elizabeth Warren is a rising star. I don't think she'll run for president this time, but I certainly wouldn't rule out her running it in a future time. There are a lot of good people.
Okay. Trey, do you think it'd be advantageous to Mrs. Clinton to, like, sweep the board early of any possible?
Well, certainly, if you could soak up the supporters and the money and all that, it's less resources that your opponents will have. And Hillary and the Clinton family have been around for a very long time, and they've got a lot of friends and probably a lot of favors to call in and a lot of chits. So, I mean, she is definitely the front runner. But again, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, we were saying the same thing. So,
now, Bob, Hillary Clinton has been in the news in Nevada for another reason, and that is because of her stupendous speaking fee that she gets from UNLV. What do you think about that?
Well,
is it greedy, or,
she's been raising a lot of money on speaking fees. I, I mean, I'm kind of like, I kind of side with the students at the student body, UNLV, that they wish he would give the money back to the student body.
Janice, could you?
Well, I think the student body gets hit a lot of times.
Amen.
I would.
Yeah.
I do feel that they get the short end of the stick many, many times. I feel that people command speaking fees because people want to hear them and they're willing to pay to come in to hear them. And like Bob said, she makes a lot of money.
And they're making a calculated decision that they're going to pay out X amount, $225,000, I think, in order to make a lot more by the people paying and all the things that come along with it. And a lot of foundations do that. It does seem excessive, but former politicians and office holders command very excessive fees when they go around the country, and Hillary's no exception.
Well, the political optics, you know, in some cases don't look good here.
Not for a university, a school, I agree. Right.
We've been talking about 2016 long enough. Let me jump to 2018.
2018.
Senator Heller is going to be up for re-election. Dean Heller of Nevada, Carson City, is going to be up for re-election. And what's the state going to look like? Is it going to be blue? Is it going to be hard for Senator Heller to be re-elected because most of the people are now leaning Democrat? Bob, real quick.
Well, he's done a good job that he's been there. He's worked hard. He spends a lot of time with his constituents. I think he will make sure that he's playable.
Let's see what he does on immigration. I think that's going to be a big deal for Nevada.
Well, he voted for the immigration package.
Let's see what he does with it.
Okay, Trey, you got the last word.
Senator Heller's very reasonable on immigration. I think you'll see that moving forward. It depends on how much the Reid machine is still in play in 2018 and what's going on there.
A good point. Right. Okay, well, that's it for today. We'll be right back to wrap this up on Nevada Newsmakers right after these few words.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
You.
With carpet, area rugs, laminate, wood, bamboo, and cork.
We're Functional Designs. We floored more customers than any other store in Northern Nevada.
Sorry, big boys, and we've done it for less.
Our low overhead gives us the price advantage that we pass on to you. Check us out today. We're Functional Designs.
Ready to floor you with furniture, too. Amazing selections. We are Functional Designs. Small enough to serve you, big enough to please you. On Glendale, next to the river and GSR.
This isn't just any old ball game. This is our game, our party, our house. This is where we rally. This is where we're one big smiling team. This is Ace Ball. This is what we do. Ace Ball is all about memories. Start yours this weekend with St. Mary's Fireworks Friday, presented by News 4 and Souvenir Saturday. Ace Ball, it's what we do.
Thank you for watching Nevada Newsmakers. On our next broadcast, our guest will be Abby Whitaker of the Abby Agency.